What's up, you guys? Thank you for tuning in to the Three Amigos podcast. My name is Jake Hopkins,
Cameron Kenyon,
and Logan Duke.
And we're the Three Amigos. Our topic for the day is minimum wage. We'll be interviewing a professional and a student here at Appalachia High School.
Minimum wage is ruining life as we know it. 84.1% of people working these minimum wage jobs are 20 years and older. Almost half of them are working full-time. Experienced workers are being paid the same amount as new hire workers. We are seeing this problem in the average fast food and other industries. Most of the people working these minimum wage jobs are adults. The audience should care because adults are forced to try and support a family on $7.25 an hour.
All right, this is Logan Duke, and we're about to interview Joseph Hill.
Hello.
All right, I have a couple questions for you today, Joseph, about minimum wage.
All right.
What are your thoughts on minimum wage?
I mean, it's minimum wage. Get $7.25. Oh. It's pretty trash, if you ask me. I mean,
you feel minimum wage should be raised or kept the same?
I think it should be raised, like, I mean, like 10. No, I'm not 10, not 10. That's shooting it, because you don't need to be paid $10 to flip a hamburger, but I think it should be paid like maybe $9 starting out, you know?
Yeah, so you can pay your bills and all that?
Yeah.
What type of places do you know that you get paid minimum wage?
Every place that hires a teenager.
True, true. Do you currently work for minimum wage?
Yeah. You could say that.
Oh. When you have a job. All right, Joseph. When you, I found out you worked at Chick-fil-A, is that true?
Yeah, I did.
And you got paid $7.50?
Yeah.
Was that enough to pay for your gas and insurance?
Hell no.
All right. So imagine if you are an adult trying to support your family and your bills. You couldn't even support your car insurance and gas.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I hope when I have a kid and a family, I'm not working at Chick-fil-A. I mean, if then there's an issue with that.
Well, what about the people that are like, aren't fortunate enough to get a better job?
I'm sorry.
So, Joseph, I have a couple questions for you, actually. You go into places like McDonald's every day, and you see grown people working there. Why do you think they're working there?
Because they didn't finish high school, or they did something bad, went to jail or something, can't get a job anywhere else, or they're homeless and couldn't get a job anywhere else.
Do you believe these people deserve to make minimum wage just because they didn't finish high school or because they have a criminal record?
No.
Why not?
Because they're trying to change.
People try to change every day, and they're stuck making this minimum wage, and they end up back in jail because they have no other path to take because they can't afford anything but drugs.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but that sucks.
It really does suck, and we should really get it changed. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, guys. So today we're going to be interviewing Mr. Davis, the ag teacher here at Appalachia High School. All right, Mr. Davis. Today we'll be interviewing you about minimum wage. So first, do you know how much is minimum wage?
I believe it's $7.25 an hour.
Yes. Did you know that the price of living has gone up since it's been changed to $7.25.
Absolutely.
Do you think it should be raised?
Yes.
Do you think a person working minimum wage, like a teenager, could be able to pay his insurance and gas working for minimum wage?
It would be more difficult, especially when you want, from a teaching perspective and a coaching perspective, when you want students to participate in things that make them better. FFA, baseball, cheerleading, you name it here. That's going to make it more difficult because a lot of students are going to be forced to make a decision. Am I going to do this thing that I want to do and am good at? Or am I going to go to work to earn money for X, Y, and Z reasons?
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever had to work for minimum wage?
Yes.
What did
below
you
want? Minimum wage.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that?
Farm labor.
Really? That's crazy. How much was it?
I think when I was in high school, I was getting paid $3.50 an hour.
$3.50 an hour? All right.
All right, I got a couple questions myself, Mr. Davis.
You go into these fast food restaurants nowadays and you see grown people working along with teenagers. Do you know why some of these grown-ups are working at these fast food restaurants?
Well, for some of it, it's probably just they need a job. But then also comes into a factor of what education did they get? How did they get that education? When did they stop their education? What type of skills did they have? College is a great thing, and as a teacher and an FFA advisor, I want my students to go to college, but it's also not for everybody. So there's also a technical skills gap in the labor force right now where there's not enough skilled technical laborers to fill the jobs that are in demand. Plumbers, welders, pipe fitters, concrete, masonry work, carpentry work, all that sort of stuff. So there's a labor gap right there that kind of causes some of that, I'm sure.
Well, some of these people are working these minimum wage jobs because they don't have that education like you talked about. Do you think that they should be punished for not going to school long enough or not having the right education?
I don't think punish is the right word to use right there. I think Bernie Sanders is a champion of this, maybe making technical college and community college either cheaper or even free possibly, and to end some of that labor shortage to gain those skills. Even if you say, hey, I'm 18, maybe for whatever reason I'm burnt out on school, I feel like I'm not going to go to school right now. As you get older and more mature, you can kind of go back and say, well, I made a mistake, I'm going to go back and correct that and do these steps. That maybe I'm a little bit older, maybe I have a family now, it's a little bit harder on me, but I'm going to take these necessary steps to improve my well-being and improve my life.
Okay, so you said something about reducing the price of college or making it free for technical schools. If you did that, would you agree that we should keep the minimum wage the same, or should we still raise it?
Minimum wage is something that is going to continue to need to be adjusted based on the times. And unfortunately, it's one of those things that from a political standpoint and those that regulate it, it's always going to be behind. When you make an adjustment in the minimum wage, you're going to have two different parties in this country that are going to have to make a decision together. And it's probably not going to be exactly where it needs to be, but it'll be a little bit closer for the time. But as time continues to go and property values increase and just the amount of how much a dollar can get you changes, those things don't usually shrink. Those things usually go up and up and up. It's always going to be something that's a little bit behind. So it's always going to have people that are saying it needs to be more, it needs to be more.
Yeah, because imagine being like, if a teenager's struggling making $750, imagine being like a family trying to support your family or anything. I think it should be at least being able to survive, like pay the bills and like just.
An adult with a family cannot have a living wage on minimum wage. That's not a living wage.
No.
All right, well, thank you for your time, Mr. Davis. We'll get back to the podcast. Minimum wage ain't the move, and we need to get it fixed.
The struggle is real.
Thanks for listening, and we out of here. Signing off, this is Jake.
Logan.
Cameron.
Peace, Limes.